Voice. Movement. Radio. Woman's. Movement. Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about beauty at any size. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, today's topic is about beauty at any size. I came across an article written by Madeline Jones, editor-in-chief of Plus Size Model Magazine. And the article is called Plus Size Bodies. What is wrong with them anyway? Now, in the article, she pinpoints a few highlighted topics, and I'm going to share them with all of you. Back in January, in the issue of Plus Size Model Magazine, they featured a model, Katya Zarkova, and she was featured in this really explosive editorial where they showed thought-provoking statistics. Now, I'm going to share these statistics with you from this editorial. 20 years ago, the average fashion model weighed 8% less than the average woman. Today, she weighs 23% less. 10 years ago, plus size models average between size 12 and 18. Today, the need for size diversity within the plus size modeling industry continues to be questioned. The majority of plus size models on agency boards are between size 6 and 14, while customers continue to express their dissatisfaction. Most runway models meet the BMI physical criteria for anorexia. So sad. 50% of women wear a size 14 or larger, but most standard clothing outlets cater to sizes 14 or smaller. Now, Madeline states this, and I do agree with this, that if we continue to ignore and rely on what others decide, we're never going to see change. She mentions that we should always continue to be vocal, proactive, patient, and realistic. And then she suggests some tips on how we can create this change. She said to support companies who market to you, use social networking sites and email to let brands and designers know how you feel about their clothing options, and use the straight size models, thin models, to market to you, okay? She states that we should express all the concerns around that. Also, our dollars count, ladies. If you stop buying at store A and let them know you will not be purchasing clothing until they market to you, this will raise concern. And then use every avenue and opportunity available to you for your voice to be heard. Also, support indie designers who need your support. Also, Madeline believes the answer to the questions that she's already presented is, there's nothing wrong with our bodies. You know, ladies, we are conditioned and we're bombarded every day with weight loss ads multiple times a day because the weight loss industry is a multi-billion dollar industry that preys on the fear of being fat. It's a part of our conditioning, okay? They've conditioned us to believe that everyone is meant to be skinny, and not everyone's meant to be skinny. However, we are all meant to be healthy, okay? And there's a complete difference. I support women of all shapes and sizes, but what I do support is being healthy, okay? So this is not, I don't like seeing extremes in either direction. A woman who's naturally a size zero, if she's eating, exercising, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, that's all that matters. However, a woman that's naturally a size 12 or 8 that tries to go to a size 2 or 0, that's not healthy. Okay. And also on the opposite end of the spectrum, women that may naturally be a 12 or 14 that are not maintaining a healthy or making appropriate lifestyle choices and cannot be shocked if they keep increasing in weight either. So it's about being healthy. I'm a strong promoter of health, myself losing over 30 pounds this year. I was coming from a different place. I was constantly trying to lose weight. I was trying to get back to being a size 6. Now I'm a size 8 and happy. I'm not striving. I'm just happy that I'm healthy and I was able to lose the weight that I needed. I went from a 12 to an 8. I was pretty happy about that. So for me, my babies grew up a bit, they got a little bit older, and it allowed me to exercise and allowed me the time and freedom to really devote to my exercise. What I also would say that one of the things Madeline does propose is that we should desire to have the equality to shop and have fashion options just like smaller women. Okay. Smaller women cannot be marketed to with pictures of plus size women. So why are plus size women expected to respond to pictures of women that are sizes 6 and 8? Okay. And I do agree with that. Like if you're a woman that's a size 12 and then, I'm somewhere in the middle. So for me, I can fit into something that I'm comfortable pretty much wearing anything. But if you're a woman that's plus size and trying to fit into something that's a size 6, if you're a 14, that's just not going to happen. But we should have body images that are representative of all sizes. So even down to the women that's a size 2, size 0, there should be women that are naturally from all sizes, all the way up to the largest sizes that we have that are healthy. Healthy being the operative word, portrayed. So I think I stated this a few weeks ago in the Monica Brandt recording. I love my curves. I love everything about being a curvaceous woman. And depending on the facts, I'm too small to be a plus size model and too big to be a fashion model. Okay. And I think this is something that I don't know if a lot of people know, but Israel has banned skinny models from ever walking the runways at all because of the images that it portrays, especially on our young women. They're one of the countries that have been adamant about pushing this movement forward. Now, Anna Wintour came out earlier this year, and I love her. And she came out and she said that Vogue is going to propel this change of where their models that are age 16 and younger have to be at a healthy weight. But I still don't think it's good enough because of the fashion industry standards are just maintaining weight at a zone where you are just putting one foot on the other side of being healthy is still not promoting health. These girls that are ages 16 and under should be at a healthy weight for their age group and their body. So someone should be able to eat properly, exercise effectively, and should be considered beautiful for who they are, regardless if they can fit into whatever designer collection for 2013. Unfortunately, this is what us as women are basing our self-esteem on. You know, the esteem of women who have been told that they're not good enough for being naturally who they are. And then we're wondering why we don't feel good about ourselves. I want you ladies to think about that. Now let's get started with our show. On today's show, we have Gia Jones, director of Florida Plus Size Miss America pageant. Now, when we return, we will have a nice little talk with Gia about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I'm so excited to introduce our guest, Gia Jones. As I stated before the break, she is the director of the Florida Miss Plus America pageant. Hello, Gia.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
How are you down in nice Florida? All nice and warm?
Nice weather today. That's why I love this state, where the sunshine state.
Yeah, you're lucky. Up here in just outside of Toronto, it's cold. It is cold. I saw frost on my car this morning.
Well, I'm sorry you have to go through that. We have to get you down here to Florida.
For sure. Well, Gia, thank you for being on our show today. So why don't we just get into the swing of things and talk to you about your business, love, and lifestyle. So tell me about the Florida Miss Plus America pageant. How was it founded?
The Florida Miss Plus, well, the actual Miss Plus America pageant was a dream of Melissa Stamper, who wanted plus-size women to be accepted as the way they are, and not having to try to change and promote self-esteem, self-acceptance, and self-love. She also wanted to show that you didn't have to be a size zero to be considered beautiful. The average woman today is a size 14. And we all have dreams and aspirations and ideas, and size shouldn't dictate how you get to express that. So having her dream, she founded a company called Cornette Productions to help her get that dream out there. And I guess when she grew, she's been hosting the Miss Plus America pageant for over 10 years. And I guess when she grew, she decided to break off the directorship in different states so they can get that special attention that they needed. And I joined her as a delegate, actually, as a contestant for the pageant. And I was Miss Florida of America 2010. And that's how I, when the opportunity for directorship presented itself, then I jumped at a chance to help women with their self-esteem and self-acceptance for who they are.
That's amazing. So you've been involved with this movement now how many years?
This will be our third year. My third year as a state director, but I started as a delegate. I was Miss Florida 2010.
Oh, so you were Miss Florida 2010. That's awesome.
2010. Mm-hmm.
So how is it now that since you've been aligned with this organization, what has this done for you, yourself, and how you feel as a woman in regards to the way that you view yourself, and how has this organization been received as well?
It has had a great impact on my life. It's much bigger than me. It's much bigger than everyone that's involved in it. The women have platforms, so. Not only do we get the opportunity to help the women express themselves and have a voice for the platform, there's also some self-esteem issues that I've come across that different women have dealt with. And being in this pageant has changed their lives. And it's not only has changed their lives, it's changed mine. And I'm just blessed that I have the opportunity to be part of that. I get to touch a charity, a different delegate's charity, every time we go out and make an appearance, every time I promote it, every time I see them glean, because they get to initiate programs. It is amazing. I've had tears of joy. The girls have been an award, and I really just want to give them the ones out there in the trench working hard every single day.
That's great. And I get what you mean about your movement being bigger than you are. I think that's the beautiful thing when you can actually tap into that. And you're obviously helping other women be the change that they want to see in their own lives and by empowering them and helping out and providing this type of a platform. So we connected because you had, there's an event that's coming up, our pageant that's coming up. And how many women do you already have for the pageant? How does the system work?
Well, the women submit an application. They go on a national website via marketing, or someone told someone, or they Googled us, or whatever the case may be. And they go on to the website and submit their application. And then a director from their state, if there is one, calls them for an interview. If they don't have a director, they contact the national website and the national staff directly. A lot of women tell me that they really like competing in the regional pageants, so I'm glad to be able to offer that to Florida. It's sort of a practice run. And they compete once a year in our pageant. And they're so amazing. Some of them have bachelor degrees or doctorate degrees. Some of them may be single mothers, or because we run from 14 to 59. So it's from teen misses and miss. And that gives everyone the opportunity to showcase what they're made of. And they're just so wonderful. So wonderful.
So what organizations have currently partnered with you for this? I saw that there's a few different philanthropy projects that are involved.
Correct. For instance, Monique McDowell, the Miss Florida Plus America 2012, has a company she started, a program she started called the I Live Campaign, where she speaks on mental health awareness and suicide prevention. She was just appointed Global Humanitarian Liaison between the United States and Kenya. This is a very big deal. And we have Lexi Lehrman, and that's from one extreme to the other, who is only 14 years of age and is our teenage ambassador for Florida 2012. And she speaks on breast cancer awareness. This young lady hasn't had a birthday present since she was 9 years old because she asked her friends and her family to donate to Susan G. Komen to find a cure. And she's extremely awesome. She speaks to 20 to 40,000 people on breast cancer awareness at time and makes posters to support patients.
Well, I think it's just awesome, the young people, because I read that when you and I were talking before, and then the information that you sent over to us, and Lexi just seems, she's amazing.
She is extremely amazing, and she's so animated. When she won her crown last pageant, she had an on-stage interview question, and it was, why should you be chosen over all of the women here? And that animated, cute little voice, and she just dazzled the audience and shined, and she complimented all of the women on stage. And she said, but seriously, I live and breathe my platform as a basic line. And she said, I'm sure everyone else does, but I've been working for this all my life. And she's like 14 years old. So it was very charming. But she does work very hard at her platform, as well as all of the delegates, pretty much. We have a lady in West Palm Beach who rescues animals. She's Mrs. West Palm Beach 2013, coming up for this year. Her name is Tia Duncan, and she rescues animals. She was in pageant last year. She was rescuing a horse. The horse fell on her foot. She broke her toes and came and competed at pageant with broken toes.
Wow. It's just the dedication and the resiliency of women. It's amazing to me how we are just able to overcome so many different things. One of the reasons I love this particular campaign is I'm glad that we're shattering the visual perception that you have to be a size zero, okay? There are women that are naturally that size. There's nothing that they can do about it. But the women that are striving to be something that they were probably not naturally meant to be, it's just a bit ridiculous to me. And I'm bold enough to state that. I want us as women to be bold enough to be bare in terms of accepting ourselves.
Right, exactly. And this pageant offers the opportunity to do that. A lot of people think pageant, okay, you wear a gown, you pick some charity just to compete. That's not what they do. You can see the dedication in these women, and they're a sisterhood as well. They bond together, and they're bound for life. They invite each other to each other's weddings and social functions long after pageant is over, because they know that we're trying to pick the best representative of the state of Florida to compete at nationals who represent our wonderful state. And so they root her on. They cheer her on. Last year, Florida came in first runner-up at nationals across the board, except for Mrs., because she had a personal emergency and couldn't attend. Even she still won an award at nationals. This year, we're taking the crown.
Well, I'm glad that we have movements like this that are changing the standard. It's not about, at the end of the day, it's really about being healthy and taking care of yourselves and putting the right foods in your body so that way you are living optimally. We need to embrace the fact that if you're eating well, size zero is probably not where you're going to be unless you're naturally built like that. And organizations like this definitely bring light to this. I would love to see this on TV, like women just tuning into this instead of like the Miss America pageant.
Right. We've had news people come out and film, and they've given us like a brief blurb, but it was featured on Entertainment Tonight and The Insider, the national pageant was. And that was a good start, but it was so brief, and they get so much more airtime for Miss America, like you said, which I'm not knocking them.
No, we're not knocking them at all. There's nothing
wrong with terrorism and all that. Wonderful. When I go out and speak about pageant and the opportunity to volunteer and the benefits of that, I do, no matter what size the delegate is, say that you definitely have to be involved in pageant, because look at so much that's come from it already. Oprah Winfrey, Halle Berry, Vanessa Williams, you know, just different women, you know, a whole bunch of different women, Barbara Walters. If you look in their history, it all started with pageant. Delta Burke, you know, it just gives you something that you just, it just gives you more self-esteem, helps you rise above, which is another company that I'm getting ready to start. It's called Rise Up, Helping Women Overcome Adversity by Mentorship Through Other Women in Business, to help them start a business, taking them by the hand and actually walking them through it. And that's what's come off of this pageant as well. You can't help but be creative when you're in a pageant like this. And I just thank God that Melissa Stamper gave me the opportunity to be a part of it. It is amazing. I would do it if I had $1 million. And I think everyone feels my passion when they call for an interview. I'm like a pet cheerleader.
But Gia, you should be passionate about what you do and love and embrace it, because that's what exudes and that's what shines through, and that's what will attract the women that you need for your events and get this type of a movement even larger. So Gia, upcoming in March, tell me about March and the pageant.
Okay, the third weekend of March will be our third annual Florida Miss Plus America pageant for my state. And we are going to have a spectacular event. Well, I'm planning on 20 to 40 delegates attending the pageant and competing and learning about sisterhood and living their platforms. And we interview in our pageant is paramount. It is one of our top scoring categories. So there's a little twist there. Now we were talking about being beautiful and being plus size, and that's all wonderful and loving your platform. But if you can hold an interview, if you can speak about it, how are you going to have other people interested in that platform? How are you going to gain that interest? How are you going to gain those funds? We want our Miss Plus America to be well-rounded, beautiful as well as intelligent. So that's why it's 50% of the score. And then we have evening gown. We do have an optional competition for talent, spokesmodel, and things of that nature that have its own special prizes. But that's a contest all into itself. The actual pageant contest is the interview and the gown modeling and poison race aspect of it. The culmination of all this is that the winner of our pageant goes off to nationals, and each division goes to nationals to compete for the Miss Plus America pageant, the actual national pageant. To have the honor to represent the state of Florida.
So, Jim, Is there any last words of advice that you want to share with the ladies listening?
Try to find some type of volunteerism. Appreciate who you are because you are beautiful. Curves are beautiful. Embrace that. We're fit. You have to love yourself for who you are right now. And get involved in something like a pageant, even if it's not my pageant. Find a pageant and get involved. And the one thing about that I'm going to end with the Miss Plus America pageant is that we're based a lot on moral conduct and pride and just loving yourself and being out there. And there's a lot of pageants that come up that may not necessarily have the same standards as the Miss Plus America pageant. So do your homework, your due diligence. You sign up for a pageant and just, you know, have a wonderful experience. You know, live your life and be spectacular.
Well, ladies, that was Gia Jones. She's the director of FMPA. And if you want to get in contact on finding out how you can partake or help out with this wonderful organization, please visit www.missplusamerica.com/FLPA. Thank you, Gia, so much for being on Women's Movement Radio Show.
Okay. I just want to add one last thing.
Sure.
The actual national pageant is www.missplusamerica.com. And the /FLPA is the state of Florida. You can be from any state and participate in that pageant. Just go to www.missplusamerica.com and click on your state.
So thank you for being on our show, Gia.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. I'm just glad to get the word out. Ladies, come on, we're waiting. We're ready to get these pageants started, and this year is going to be great. And we'll come out as well. I'm telling you those VIP tickets.
Okay, thank you, Jen, for being on our show.
You're welcome.
Moms Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force. I'm so thankful we had Gia today on our show. I love her movement, and the women who she's empowering are doing some amazing things as well. And ladies, before I leave this week, I wanted to share a poem with all of you by one of my favorite authors, I should say, Maya Angelou. And this poem is famous, so most of you will know it. It's called Phenomenal Woman. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step and the curl of my lips. I'm a woman phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man that fellows stand or fall down to their knees. Then they swarm around me like a hive of honeybees. And I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist and the joy of my feet. I'm a woman phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, and the grace of my style. I'm a woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand in need of my care, because I'm a woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Ladies, I want to thank all of you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. Join me here on Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, never forget to be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.
I can't help being depressed when I look down at my chest. Oh yes, my chest, it might as well be non-existent. How can I ever compete with 34 double D's? And I'm rolling my eyes when I look down at my thighs. They might as well take everything that I eat to my leg. I am too broke for the night, too lazy to exercise. But if I had hazel eyes, maybe I could be fly. If I had no cellulite, big breasts and pockets feel wide, then maybe I could be so fly. And if I had a small waist, I'd make the boys go insane. And maybe I could be so fly.
You're now listening to WMRN.